Gary, I understand there's a couple of changes to the side today.
Yeah, a couple of them have been a little bit unlucky because it was a good performance by the team. But I wanted to go with a particular way of playing today. I wanted to get a bit of a balance on the left-hand side because we wasn't really getting enough crosses from the left-hand side with Barts being right-footed. I didn't feel it was right when Barts has done all the pre-season and played in all the games to leave him out. So Vaughney was unlucky, but you know, Vaughney's got a game and a half nice and early. He's done well. He's played himself into the club, the team, the squad. Do you know what I mean? So he'll be fine. He knows. I've had a good chat with him. And with Billy, I felt I needed a little bit more of a midfielder that's a midfielder getting forward rather than a forward getting back in this particular game. So we're sort of playing with Munsey on the as a left of midfield with Storrs and Pelly. So listen, you do things for the right reasons. They both understand. They're both obviously disappointed. I'd expect them to be that, but certainly not devastated because they know as quickly as they're out, they're in again. So today's just it's a tactical move.
It's good to have tough decisions to make.
Yeah, it is, and I'm not frightened to make them. You know, you mustn't be frightened of the stick you might get after if you get beat, and people say, why did you change the winning side? I'm telling you now, I changed the winning side because I felt, you know, that was the best 11 for the way I want to play against these and knowing how they play. But obviously we'll have to wait and see, and some you win, some you lose.
As you say, you know, George McClellan coming back in does give you that balance, left hand, right hand.
Yeah, he does, and what we need is, you know, he's got a lot of energy going up and down that side as well. Originally when I brought George and Barts in, it was to play as wing backs, but obviously, you know, George didn't come in early enough pre-season, and so I didn't really get a great deal of an opportunity to do that. Then he got sent off just when at Torquay when we started playing it, you know, so we had a good 10 minutes though. And now the team's got into that shape with a few little tweaks, then I think it just gives us a better balance to hit crosses in to our two strikers from that left hand side who are playing very well at the moment, and they are holding the ball up. We're getting a lot of crosses in from the right hand side, and Vaughney was part of that as well. But I didn't feel I could drop Barts with what he's done so far. But Vaughney will get his chance again because he's going to be a major part of our team over the next coming months.
Expecting a big test here today from Woking. They'll be cock-a-hoop having beaten Forest Green.
Yeah, they will. And the way they beat them, it was, you know, they were clever on the day. And they've got a clever group of lads. This is not a bad area, just outside of London, you know, and nice facilities to play your football at. So a lot of these lads have got league experience, if you like. And they are, they're decent. And of course, you've got the added thing of Craig coming back. You know, these teams do tend to like bringing in players that have previously played for us or played for me or whatever. But we'll see. I haven't seen him actually. They must have, you know, kept him in the skip cupboard or something, but haven't been able to say hello or get into his head mentally. But anyway, we'll see. Hopefully the boys out there can get into his head.
It's going to be a warm day, so it's going to be tough conditions out there as well.
Yeah, well, same with both sides, as everybody says. And you know, we're in a bit of a glass house here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sit in here for too long. Might make me look better in my speedo, mightn't it? But speedos. But anyway, the boys are going to have to make sure that they're cool when they get out there. They're cool in their play, and then they're cool at half time to make sure that their body temperatures come down, because this is heat, and both teams are probably going to give it a right go, because for me it feels like the first sort of cup final of the season, really.
That's how you described it, wasn't it? And after Tuesday, described it as the first of two cup finals.
Yeah, I do, because there are key games during the season. Some of them come early, and as we've put ourselves in a really strong position, having won five out of the last six, you really want to keep that keep that going as best you can. But it's also a test. I've said to the boys that I'll be able to see who are the shrinking violets in big games. If you can't perform in a big game, I'll remember that in case we're in the playoffs. Or in case we have a big game to win the league or something, you know. So they're all pictures and mental state that I have on them individually. I'll know when it comes down to it, because of these games, which ones are mentally tough enough to handle it.